Again, it is a pleasure to be hearing from Sister Pam Sanders this morning. We greatly appreciate Sister Sanders. She helps us with many different things in our church, including with our seniors, different office tasks that she helps us with. And she is a praying woman. She is a prayer warrior who is a great model and example for our young women and our ladies. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Sanders now. Sister Sanders, go right ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing in this day. I had a couple of little things happen recently to me. A couple of days ago, I was bitten. Maybe it could have been a black widow spider or something of that sort. So I had a little bump on my arm, right above my wrist, about the size of a pencil eraser, but it quickly began to swell, and it took over my entire forearm, not all the way up to the elbow, about a third of the way up from the wrist, and it red and swelling and itching like crazy. But you know what? I had a thought. Get that oil out. I got the oil out last night. I slathered oil on it, and I prayed for it in Jesus' name. And I said to myself, there's power in the name of Jesus. And do you know what? This morning, hey, it's getting better. It's still, you know, swollen, but it is getting better. So God is good, and I thank him for the power that's in his name. This morning, I want to also give respect and honor to our great leaders, amen, Pastor and Sister Clark, and also Brother Vic is doing an awesome job, and Sister Alina is the one who's responsible for me speaking to you this morning. And so, Sister Alina, thank you for considering me. I just want to speak to you on a topic that the Lord gave me. So here's the way I hope to do this morning. I want to give you a topic. And, you know, as my custom, I have some scriptures. I'm not going to try to elaborate on the scriptures this morning because I also want to give you a short version of my testimony at the very end. So bear with me this morning. I'm going to try to tie these things together without taking up too much of your valuable time. So the topic that the Lord has been dealing with me on is a God-sent man. A God-sent man. And I would like to open this by going through these scriptures because of the climate of the day. In Psalm 11 and 3, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalm 82 and 5, it says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. In Psalm 12 and 1, it says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Micah 7:2 says, the good man is perished out of the earth. There is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Psalm 57 and 1 says, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. And think about this topic, a God-sent man. In Acts 10, verses 5 and 6, it reads, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Acts 13 and 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. In verse 8 it says, Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here I am, send me. In Jeremiah 5 and 1, the Lord says, Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Ezekiel 22:30 says, And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Isaiah 59:16, this is the Lord. He says, Isaiah is writing this, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Isaiah 63, 3 through 5, I have trodden the winepress alone, and all of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. In Luke 4:17 through 19, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We thank God this morning because at Truth Church, we do have a God-sent man in the person of Pastor Clifford C. Clark, and we also have a God-sent woman behind our God-sent man in the person of Sister Kathleen Clark, and we thank God for their ministry. And I would like to read these scriptures in respect to that. It says in 1 Timothy 5:17, Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. In Hebrews 13:17, it says, Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. In Hebrews 13 and 7, it says, Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13 reads, And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. So I want to tell you this morning that Brother Sanders was a God-sent man. And I want to give you a little bit of my testimony. I remember God calling me at about the age of 4. I heard the gospel message in Sunday school at a Baptist church. The Sunday school teacher was describing how the Lord was beaten, wounded, and nailed to the cross for our sins, and I began to cry. I have memories of picking up the Holy Bible at a very young age and leafing through the pages and praying that I would be able to read and understand it one day. My upbringing was very troubling from the start. My wonderful father had a weakness for alcohol, and my beautiful mother had a weakened heart from rheumatic fever she contracted as a little girl. She died when I was 8, and my sister, my only sibling, who people termed as slow, was age 10. My dad took us to rural Ohio to live with my grandparents while he continued to work in a city about 100 miles away. The rural house was literally a shack, and we had to put plastic and newspapers on the windows and on the cracks on the side of the house to try to keep out the bitter cold in the winter. We had a potbelly stove that was fed with coal in the middle of the living room, and all the other areas of that little shack house was freezing cold. We drank water from a bucket using a dipper that everyone used, and we used the outhouse. My stepmother was illiterate and very fat, and she dipped snuff. She tried her best to take care of us. She sent us to school with braids all over our head, which wasn't fashionable at the time, and we attended school with all white people. A few of them were nice. We lived on the farm for a year, and my father would try to visit us on weekends. I remember my sister and I waiting each weekend for our father to come so that he could take us to town, which was about 10 miles away, and buy us candy. We searched down the long two-lane road for every car that was coming our way, and we would scrutinize that car to see if it was the blue station wagon that my father drove. We were often disappointed when the tiny, tiny car coming our way wasn't our father's. But boy, were we excited when that tiny, tiny car was my father's. And we would scream and jump and dance, "Daddy, that's Daddy." My father married my stepmother when I turned 12. She was a businesswoman, and I didn't like her because she ruled the roost, and we could no longer receive the generous allowances my father would give us, and she made us wear secondhand clothes. I felt unloved and unhappy all my teenage years. When I graduated from high school, through the intervention of a lovely aunt that truly cared for us, I ended up living with my first cousin and his wife, a young, newly wedded couple that were apostolic. They were wonderful, and they witnessed to me, and I believed. So in 1970, I received the baptism in Jesus' name and the gift of the precious Holy Ghost, and I was finally happy. I lived for the Lord approximately 3 months, then backslid when this same aunt arranged for me to move to California with my uncle. I'm going to fast forward. I was reclaimed, and I prayed through 9 years later when I attended Calvary Apostolic Church, pastored by Brother Herbert Buxton. I was thoroughly renewed and started living for God with all of my heart. I unfortunately was married to a man that was not good for me, and he did not want me to attend a church that was predominantly white. That is how I ended up in the PAW organization. I loved serving God, and life was good in spite of many tests and trials. And by the way, that marriage didn't last. It you know, we got a divorce. You know, he left. Anyway, I knew him. Well, wait. I'm reading this, and I lost my place. I'm starting again. I loved serving God, and life was good in spite of many tests and trials. I praise God for being there because that is where I met my God sent man, and that is Christ Temple Church in Pomona in the PAW organization. And that God sent man, of course, was Brother Donald E. Sanders. And he was of the Lord. God put us together. I knew him for 14 years, but never did I ever imagine him as a husband. He was married to someone I admired and loved greatly, and she became my big sister in the Lord. I wasn't looking his way at all. His beautiful wife passed, and 2 years later, God put us together. I lived single for God for 23 years and never, ever dated anyone. I want to say that he has been the best husband a girl could ever want. He strewed roses from the entryway to the bedroom on our wedding day. He has done many acts of kindnesses ever since. He made everything easy. I always felt like I was on a date with him. I still have the first card he gave me, "Welcome to your new home," and a huge stack of cards he's given me down through the years for Mother's Day, my birthday, Christmas, our anniversary. He was so thoughtful. On his deathbed, he arranged everything to make sure his wife was taken care of, from replacing the air conditioner to paying for all of my burial expenses. He hired someone to take care of the lawn for me and made sure I had a roof over my head. He was truly a God-sent man. And I want to play an excerpt of a message he gave to Truth Church in October 2011 on the subject of the rapture.
Receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the othermost part of the earth. Holy Ghost. I like taking care of my yard. I have a very nice lawnmower. I got a weed eater. Got an edger. I got two blowers. I got a sprinkler system for my yard. I have seed. I have fertilizer. I got rakes, shovels, almost everything that I can think of. The reason I don't have it, I don't think about it. I don't need it for my yard. I got everything I need to take care of that yard. I've got some Teflon ester. That's for the weeds. I got some Weed Be Gone. That's for weeds. I got something from Home Depot, and it's for another kind of wild grass I got in the backyard, and it takes care of that. If I find it and it works, I'm going to use it. I got everything I need to take care of my yard. If I ain't got it, I don't need it. The Holy Ghost is everything you need. Everything that we need to see the Lord in peace, the Holy Ghost is going to give us. Once again, to go with the Holy Ghost, you've got to have his mind. This flesh will run you straight to hell if you allow it. If you've got to have the mind of the Lord to go with the Holy Ghost. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to read his word. You got everything you need. You got a pastor that loves you and cares for you, feeds you. Got a beautiful church to come to. You got everything you need. Psalms 50 and 5 says, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." I'm going to read that again. "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." You're going to have to give up some things. We have to give up some things. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He said, I will come again. There will be a rapture of the church. You can't let anything or anybody sidetrack you. Nothing. Isaiah 55 and 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. For of that day and that hour knoweth no man, know not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. The rapture of the church, when the Lord coming back for his bride, his body, his wife, coming back for the church. That has to be your focus. That has to be our focus. It's going to happen. Just like the sun comes up every day. And then the sun goes down. Next day, sun comes right back up again every day. That's the way the Lord has established things. There is going to be a rapture of the church. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Vic. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Wow, thank you, Sister Sanders. Before I go forward, I have someone that wants to say something. Please hold on for just a moment. Hello, Sister Clark, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead, Sister Clark.
Sister Sanders, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Whoa, that was so awesome, and what a treat to hear Brother Sanders' voice and to hear your amazing teaching. God sent us a gift, our church, and personally, Pastor Clark and myself, when he sent you and Elder Sanders. You were a team, and he loved you, and you are a gift from God to our church. You're still with us. We like it that
yes,
you
ma'am.
Still park in that parking spot. We like it that you just carry on and you're still doing a lot of the things that Brother Sanders would do, but I just want you to know how much I enjoyed your teaching. I loved hearing your husband's voice. It's kind of like brother and sisterhood. There's just some people, and Brother Sanders fits in that category, that hearing their voice just does something to me. And I love you, Sister Sanders. Thank you for that this morning. We love you. You are
Thank
a
you.
Gift from God to me, my husband, and the church.
Amen.
God bless you today.
Thank you, Sister Clark. I love you, too. God bless you.
Love you. Thank you, Brother Vic.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Clark. Amen, amen, and amen to everything Sister Clark says. She said it all, church. And thank you, Sister Sanders, again, for that tremendous devotion, a God-sent man. And we heard the voice of a God-sent man from Elder Sanders this morning and a God-sent woman. And I do want to change that just a little bit with your permission, Sister Sanders. We want to add a God-sent woman because that's who we heard from this morning from you, Sister Sanders. And we can also say God sent young people. We can also say God yeah. sent children. Praise God, because we all have a part in this church. Church, we hope that you can feel the anointing, the touch of the Holy Ghost that we're feeling this morning. Why don't we just lift up our voices together right now in praise and in thanks to the Lord for the great things we've heard from Sister Sanders this morning. Lord Jesus, We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the voice of a God-sent woman speaking about a God-sent man in our pastor, a pastor's wife. Lord, for the leadership of this church, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to give us that voice, the voice, Lord God, that we can speak with boldness and with faith in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of a situation that we don't know how to control. But you are in control, Lord God. You are on the throne. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Church, we want to invite you to come back tonight to hear our couple's devotion tonight with Brother Art and Sister Lisa Durame. But in the meantime, please be meditating and thinking about the great things we heard from Sister Sanders this morning. Praise God. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen.